so.
You've seen this thing?
I didn't see the plant one. It should have been about a buck a case, I figured.
Buck a case?
Shoot. 2 cents.
You ever been 21 cents under basis budget before?
That's not too bad. I was figuring, I think tide ought to be around 93.
Well, look, when we get our tide.
Well, you know, the total plant this month was 94. Overhead, pre-production, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm talking for 2 months. Wait, 2 months. The 2 months total will be under a buck for tide. That's not a bad start.
I love it.
This thing over here. May have had one good month in Louisiana, but I think that'll.
Yeah. Well, that is super. I am surprised we're underspending operating wage like we are.
Now, the production is what's doing it. Of course, that's about where we're going to be. But like PSG was overspent, but the reason they were overspent is they had 4 extra people pulling weights to.
Get the savings on them.
That's right.
What all you got this morning?
Got a small list of things. Losses is one of them. The initial figures on losses show that we still have a problem on phosphate. And Don's been steadily taking phosphate out and use.
Still think it's over usage?
I think there probably were a couple of problems in July, August. Things got confusing on the VAQC3 conversion. Don feels like he has that straightened out. The initial loss figures were even higher than what they turned out because of accounting procedure miscounting how much was VAQC3. See, we mispacked about 80 or 90,000 cases. Which is, I mean, that was intentional. That was okay. That was all part of
that. That was your packing material.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. So if they were accounted for as AQC3, when it was really V, then it would be accounted for as a lower phosphate rather than a higher phosphate. So I think we have that part all straightened out. For whatever reason, I've got to work this with Scott. During the month of August, they stopped weighing trucks coming in and going out for Monsanto.
Uh-oh.
And that could be a problem. Now Monsanto weighs their own in and out. And they're a straight organization, so I don't think they would intentionally do something with us. So I told John,
still get a heel, can't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't account for the total losses that we had.
How much loss was one?
We're talking the 2 month variance at $140,000. And the phosphate portion was more than $140,000 worth. In other words, it would run a gain. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 pounds over the 2 months.
Four rail cars.
Yeah, over the 2 month period of time. So we
God.
That's a bunch. Well, that was taken, what did he have it down to, a part and a half out of the crutcher. The crutcher scale is still a problem too. And we're going to have to speed up the timing of changing that thing out.
The load cell.
So what Don is trying to do now in his formulation is keep it between the ditches.
Are we analyzing high P205?
We're still running on the high side even with some taken out. And Don feels that the analysis is correct. Feels that we do have a problem with the crutcher scale and with phosphate being what the last item added, that's probably where we're going to see more variation. With it, so
that's about a nickel a case loss, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For the 2 months?
Mm-hmm. The only saving grace is not a saving grace from a phosphate standpoint, but we're still well below the intended target with the 2.6% dilution. In other words, it said we should have been overpacking a certain amount. Here's where our variance ought to be. We're still well under that, but we should have been over that 2 month period of time a good $200,000 better. We should have been 2 cents a case better on on losses over that period of time.
Right.
And what Don is doing, he's making adjustments every day. When I say every day, make it one day, watch the analysis, 2 days later, determine whether it needs to make another adjustment. So we're just going to get it as fine-tuned as we can.
You think focusing Scott's attention will be all we need to do to get there?
Yeah. He and Don have their attention focused on it.
Okay.
Obviously, everything is being weighed in and out.
So you don't need any help from me is what you're doing.
Just wanted to let you know so you wouldn't be surprised, because it'll be...
I would have probably reacted to that.
It'll be like probably another month before you see the plant, the plant loss report by the time it goes to Cincinnati and comes back around, but I shouldn't want you to be surprised.
It would probably help as soon as you think you've got a handle on it to fire off a little explanation in advance. I presume this is going to be accurate enough that it'll provoke a few questions once the reports are written.
Yeah, it might.
You think it's going to be there? A little little effort to answer the questions before they're asked. Probably.
Well, it's the other side of that risk is that
they might not ask them.
Because I'm not sure with the change that we've made with the 2.6%.
May not show up.
Yeah, I think people don't quite understand what losses should look like right now. Probably the folks in the plant have the best understanding. Let me take a look at how that looks like it pans out.
Take the minimum effort course. All right.
Okay.
All that really matters is fixing the problem at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I guess you're aware I've got a making technical team meeting next week.
Yeah. Think it's pretty important for you to go, do you?
Yeah, if they want to have a meeting, it is.
I have reservations about it, okay? I've got a lot going on here, and I'm not sure what advantage to the company that team is going to really be able to develop.
I think pretty significant. I'm more enthused now than I was before. This team, the making technical team, is going to be the one that gets the action. The strategy team, I'm not enthusiastic about that one, but the making technical team, there's some hot things we have going right now that are going to be pretty doggone significant.
Can you do all this just out of plant one day?
Yeah, I'll be leaving 3:00 Wednesday, coming back late Thursday.
Okay.
So just a one-day meeting.
You guys done any work at all on trying to get somebody to figure out how we can run all our soap white right up to the point where it's feeding the fillers?
Yes, the synthetics team, before it was a technical team, had a group that looked at that, including Roy Thornton, and the cost-benefit trade-off of doing that was just pretty doggone minimal in terms of the real benefit versus the tremendous cost of putting in the systems that you'd need to have if, in fact, you could do it. Because they'd considered things like the spraying on a duct or a screw similar to what they do with spick and span right now. That's how it gets its color. It's basically a white granule that's colored. And,
if you look at something as simple as replacing the Rotexes with a rotary screener and spraying on it then.
Mm-hmm. They considered a couple of different options around that. And, just the energy to do that was not there.
People didn't want to do it?
Not considering the cost of what you would have to do versus, again, the potential benefit of doing it. Where you ought to be focusing your efforts is how can you make a minimum time color brand change. So there are some easier things that can be done where we can focus in on that, some of which we've already started, like the vibrators on the Cyclones. It's just about keeping that to bare metal.
Is that right?
Right now.
You got to be kidding.
It's just really feeding out. And latest experiment going in from the top of the Cyclones to clean it out, they clean out the Cyclones, no sweat. They
Can't just get fry around it and it drops off?
Mm-hmm. It won't feed out the bottom fast enough for it. You know, it's cut the cleaning time of cyclones down dramatically, which is, so they're going to go ahead and do that with all of the cyclones.
So you can get to the point where the cost of a color brand change won't even justify minor changes.
Yeah, see, the color brand changes now, we're Gain is a color brand change, but it's not a bad color brand change. Cheers is the main one. So you're really only talking two color brand changes. And all the rest right now, we're
just
kind of pretty much
off and go.
That's right. And something with a lot of them, we're able to make a running brand change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you look at the brand change time.
So I got a neat idea, just not the best way to get to the same results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The way that the other things we're working around that to try and standardize some of the formulas where we have ingredients that are questionable. They're in one brand and not in another brand. And particularly the silicates, trying to standardize the silicate levels. If we're the silicate type, I mean, like
going to 2-0 on everything.
1-6 on everything.
1-6.
With the exception of 0P, which probably is going to need to stay at 2-4 because we've run EOs before that failed dramatically. Running it with a less of a level. But if you standardize the silicates, what that really allows you to do is that's the first big step in standardizing your miners. And I really feel that over the next 6 months we can get to the point where we have standardized miners. The only difference will be brightener level. The way you'll handle that difference in brightener level is what you're bringing in with your miners, the difference between Preway 1 and Preway 2. So you're feeding in, you need to have more brightener. Then you feed in more of your miners and less silicate. And when you need to have less, you do just the reverse. And you can do that if you have the same, if all the miners have the same kind of silicate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting together the cost estimates on, I mean the savings estimates on that, because it's essentially a no capital project. That would be pretty significant.
I love it.
So, we've got some of those kinds of things going, some other standardization of formulas, in which where we don't have to spend any money, just a matter of getting development in the boat and working that. Okay. Purchases is going to be at our meeting Wednesday. Roy Redinger is Reedinger is going to at least be the initial representative. So we'll be working some of the raw material issues.
Who's Roy's boss now? Jim Dempsey? Is he here?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know if Roy reports directly to Guy Hess.
I don't know either. Anyway.
But there'll be some things that we'll also be looking at on substitution too, where maybe we run with a little bit flexible surfactant system in terms of what our substitution levels are. So depending on what the AB market does, for example, versus CFAT, et cetera, then within a range we can
just trade off.
Yeah.
Cheap, that cheaper.
Whatever is cheapest on the market over the next 3 months, that's what we run. And then, you know, instead of varying that, well, we don't vary it. It just so, you know, everything's level throughout the year. But in fact, the prices fluctuate mm-hmm. based on supply and demand throughout the year. So I think that there's probably a few $1 million in savings.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Doing that.
All right. Well, if you guys are working on those kinds of things as a team, so we get the savings across the division, you get a payout on this.
Oh yeah, well, there's no question in my mind. We'll get a good payout on this. That this is this particular activity, I think, is worthwhile.
Is Chuck closely involved in this, or is he just kind of standing off to the side?
He's not closely involved in the making team aspect. He's still orchestrating the other portion, having the strategic team, the strategy team, and then we have the
packing team.
Yeah. And we're talking a day or two, a month over the next few months from some of this stuff. Not all of it making team. Like in October, we've got to have another strategy team meeting. In November, he wants to have the whole synthetics technical team meet again. So some of these things, I think, I don't have any choice where I go. But the one that's most worthwhile is the making team, I think.
If you think we're going to save big bunch of money, it's right to do. And that total team, I guess, is what I keep hearing the most about. It seems to be awful. If you grandstand place to the hierarchy rather than do anything for the business.
Yeah, well, that was the idea of breaking it up into the two teams. Making it a package.
We'll do something
teams.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I think the making team is going to have more things going quicker than anybody because the packing team is kind of taking the direction of looking at the packing from future state and what the equipment ought to look like and all that. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out and save some money in the meantime. Okay. Sometime when we have a half hour or whatever, I'd like to spend some time just reviewing management salaries in terms of where my folks are and where you sure see them as going so I can continue to lay
keep
the right
position, right?
Right.
Any particular ones right now?
There are two or three that is, I guess the two or three that have been the longest, I don't remember who that is though. Of course now Wiley and Otis have been a while. Otis has been a long time. I know that some of the aspects of that, but what I'd like to be able to do is predict what potential timing is, just so I...
All right. It'll probably take us 30 minutes. I'll give you some generalities. Right now, average interval is running in the neighborhood of 15 months. Minimum interval is 12, and that's going to be a water walker. There are people that are going to approach 2 years. Now, quite honestly, that is going beyond the point where increasing interval with the same size increment gets you to the appropriate percentage. Some of these people will go longer and get a bigger increment mm-hmm. than they might otherwise have gotten. I have reached the point where I no longer find a reasonable return on my energy to debate the point about the interval of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's about the way it is. You look at people that are about average performers. You need to be helping them keep their sense of perspective as they run in the 14 to 16 month range.
Okay.
In terms of percentages, the average bear is going to be running at about the same annual percentage we see in our technician survey come out. That's about where the surveys are.
About 5 to 6%.
Yeah, and that includes some progress toward the guide. Okay, the guides didn't go up that much in the experienced surveys. They were more like 4.5, but most people are still less than 20 years and they're making progress toward a guide and all that, so they'd be in the neighborhood of the 5.5, 6 range for the average fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Tip-top people in the 8, maybe a little bit more. Some people obviously will go a full year without any change. Additionally, for perspective, I'm satisfied myself that this is not an individual or a soap manufacturing situation. It's company-wide. Engineering, in fact, seems to be going past 24 months. Average is more like an 18 to 20, if I believe the scope.
Probably not having people complain too much because they're able to hold on to their jobs.
Yep.
Managers are going to be okay if we can deal with the expectation around interval. Okay, there's no changes in the way the guides are put together. If anything, we'll be in a better position to more appropriately reward our better performers in terms of the difference between those and those that are just barely hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the flip-flop of the compression we saw when starting salaries were going up so rapidly. And experienced salary surveys were not moving that rapidly. Everything kind of got squished together. Starting salaries are, this year they're down versus last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go down again.
That is more supply out there than there is demand right now.
Yeah. Okay, I've got individual plans for all you folks who want to go over it. Should we just make that a subject of our next meeting?
Yeah, that'd be good. Pretty fine. Sometime in the next week or so, we would probably be appropriate to go ahead and make a management change announcement around the packet room.
Get close.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what happens at this meeting Thursday. I think the odds are we're going to go into a delay. If not for technical reasons, for reasons of cash flow in next fiscal. We've got too many brands rolling out at once, and I expect some of them need to be slipped.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a delay, I think you ought to quickly assess the advantages of any slowing of the transition between hours. Obviously, Dick will have to assess that along with us about the disadvantages.
Yeah, because he'll still need help. He'll just give him a chance to catch back up. But
I think that's all it means. And people about adjusted to the idea that Al's probably going to be there.
I think so.
Any old woe is me coming out of the system?
Oh, there's a little bit of that.
Managers?
Well, some managers, some technicians. Some people also feel, hey, it's time for change. Bill's been in there for a while. He's obviously, well, they see him as being different now. You know, he's so intense about everything that I think that some folks are ready for a change.
You think we'll have a manageable situation letting Al be successful in this?
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about that. Okay. See, we'll be playing it out to a lot of Al's strong suits when he moves into that role.
People seem to be feeling really good about Laux moving into where.
Very definitely. Well, people need that help. That's the kind of thing that he can do. We're playing to his strong suit. That's what we need to be doing with folks. See, when we moved Al into that, he was not jumping up and down for joy to be a mechanical manager, because that was the project kinds of things and mechanical things, what he did for, 4 or 5 years that he worked for Celanese. That wasn't what he wanted to do. He wanted to be in more of a general management kind of thing.
Well,
I was after I had convinced him we were going to use him as a tire mechanical manager. Convinced him what a neat opportunity that was going to be, and then we needed to make another juggle because Herzog needed to go to Cincinnati, so Howard needed to take my place as warehouse, and I needed to take Herzog's place, and we needed laps out in the warehouse. So,
now,
had another better deal for you here, back in Rips. So he's been a good soldier throughout, and
he earned it, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I think definitely. And I think we'll be playing to his strong suit, because he's already making plans in terms of what he wants to do with building that team as a real effective management team, which they very sorely need.
Mm-hmm.
They work okay together, but not to the degree that they really could. And that's going to be his first priority.
I tell you another priority he's going to have. We got to fix that overtime, I think.
Well, I think that the other packing line is the fix.
It ought to be the point of departure, but I think we've got to get expectations readjusted. If we're into trouble, we're going to need to schedule third, not just let it slop over into overtime on third. Bill painted himself in the corner, and I've been
that didn't help when they had that little exercise.
It didn't help at all. I've had enough respect for the totality of what Phil's doing not to put him on the spot around that, but damn it, that was a dumb thing to do.
You just set yourself up to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problem that we have around the third shift coverage is what we would need to do mechanically on that. It would mean we'd have to move one or more mechanics off first or second, which means what we'd end up having to do is cut back on the project activity.
Might have to. The better approach is to work efficiencies and schedule, so you don't need to do it in the first place.
Well, that's part of what they're trying to do, too. Yeah. because, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, with the 12s, with the 12s mix, that becomes pretty difficult. The efficiencies are coming back up, and they're spending the time and money to get the efficiencies back up. That's what their number one priority is, because they ought to be able to run the majority of the schedule without having to have the third shift.
Excuse me.
Hello?
They didn't wait. Well, that continued high overtime is a problem of practical importance to us. It's also becoming enough of a smokescreen that Chuck and others who look at us can't see around that to other things that are happening that are worthwhile. That's getting to be more costly than it's worth. We know we need to fix that anyway. Now that we've got the addition of the packing line. I guess I just need you to be very creative and find a way to unhook the people from what Bill's been telling them and refocus them on a more reasonable plan. It's going to take some creativity, too. I think Bill was right persuasive with his argument.
Yeah. Well, I guess I still think the best unhook is just the line. That's
it. We don't have to do this anymore.
That's right. And that's what we got. If we have to keep doing it, then there's gonna be a different way. I don't know any other creative way other than that. Just lay out the facts the way they are. That we just left. You know, we aren't going to do it. The whole line was justified on that basis. And we've got to put on a third shift to cover it because we can't cover that line. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no trouble sitting down with people and telling them that. We've given it our best shot. And I think they'll buy into that because they do index to that line. Because they look at it and see how this is it.
That was the biggest part of the reason why I put it in.
Oh, no question about it. You know, that was because had we not put in that line, we would be running with a third shift. No question about it. That was what our alternatives were that we realized back when we justified that we couldn't continue to run with that level.
Sound like you're comfortable with the approach then.
Yeah. Completely.
All right.
One other thing just of a general nature that maybe we ought to at least consider as a group with our visits and other communications with the hierarchy. I get the strong feeling that style these days is at least as important or maybe more important than substance.
Well, it's looking like it is.
I just wonder if that means that we ought to change some of our approach to put some of the style into it that others are just in order to save us grief and energy having to work.
I've been thinking about that as well, particularly after this last visit and seeing how other people are managing Chuck in particular, the bells and whistles and the fireworks seem to provide a lot of freedom within which to operate the plant. It's not that costly to do that. So, yeah, I think you're about on target.
Some probably worthwhile us kicking around as a group and getting focused in on some of that, because typically we've had the very, keep a simple approach and work just on the substance issues with it.
Well, it
seems to be getting in our way now.
Well, it's getting to the point where the absence of the fireworks
means you're not doing anything.
Over time, getting the right results is still all that matters. But we're going to waste too much energy between now and when results verify the rightness of what we're doing to make it worthwhile.
I think some of these things will help.
Oh, your numbers like that are going to help a bunch, but what would really make the day for people like Chuck is to have all the fireworks going off. And maybe he can show people videotapes and write-ups and pictures and all this stuff, and then he gets these numbers and stuff.